Your galaxy.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام من لا نبي بعده أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل للمؤمنين قل للذين لا يؤمنون اعملوا على مكانتكم إنا عاملون وانتظروا إنا منتظرون ولله غيب السماوات والأرض وإليه يرجع الأمر كله فاعبده وتوكل عليه وما ربك بغافل عما تعملون صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers, listeners and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah, one of the surahs that will be recited today is Suratul Hud, which will be directly after Suratul Yunus. And the surah contains a lot of stuff inside of it, and it's a very extensive surah, and there's just so much that I really wish I could cover. Obviously, I will try to go over the gist of the surah. But regarding the surah, one time Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And you see, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, they were very vigilant regarding the characteristics of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Down to the nearest, you know, how many strands of hair he had on his beard, how long his hair was, what color was his eyes, how was his forehead, how did his shoulders look, you know, how tall was he. It's all recorded. There's a book called Shama'il Tirmidhi. Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah ta'ala brought many ahadith regarding specific features about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This book is right over here also, I believe. I saw it over here. And see, one of the things that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu noticed about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was that he started growing some white hairs on his beard. A couple of white hairs. And they could, you know, it actually has how many exactly, the count of how many white strands he had in his beard. And you know, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came and said, "What made your hair, you know, so white? Meaning these strands of hair, why did they become so white?" And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Shaybatni hud wal waqi'a wa amma yatasailun wa idha shamsu kubirat." He said that a couple surahs in the Quran after I read them, they made me very frightened. They gave me a scare in my heart. One of them was Suratul Hud. The other one was Suratul Waqi'a. Another one was Amma Yatasa'alun, Surah Naba. And the other one was Surah Takwir, Idha Shamsu Kuwirat. And one thing we find in common in all four of these surahs is that all of them talk about the aqibah, the end outcome of certain events. In Amma Yatasa'alun and Idha Shamsu Kuwirat and Surah Al-Waqi'ah, they talk about the end outcome regarding Jannah and Jahannam, specifically for the believers and the disbelievers. How it's going to be, how that last day is going to be, Yawm al-Qiyamah. The tafsir on Idha Shamsu Kuwirat is actually very frightening. The Idha Shamsu Kuwirat wa Idha Nujum al-Kadrat, this whole surah, very frightening. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, literally his hair turned white because of how frightening the surah was. And one of these surahs that made his hair turn white was Suratul Hud. And Suratul Hud is a very, very interesting surah. A surah that contains about six stories in them. Six stories of past nations. Past nations that, you know, specific prophets came to those nations. We start with the nation of Nuh alayhi salam. We go to the nation of Hud alayhi salam. Then the nation of Salih alayhi salam. Then we go to the nation of Lut alayhi salam. We go to the nation of Shu'aib alayhi salam. The nation of Musa alayhi salam. All six of these stories are mentioned. Musa alayhi salam, you know, it comes in many times in the Quran. Only in Ishara, only indication is made in the surah. But extensively, the story of Nuh, Hud, Salih, Shu'aib, and Lut alayhi salam, their stories are discussed in great detail. And I will try to go through just each story and the lesson we can derive and why that story was actually mentioned. And why was it so frightening to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? See, some surahs come as a frightened, and some other surahs come as a solace, as a type of content for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Right? In the first story, we see in Nuh alayhi salam. You know, we obviously know Nuh alayhi salam preached for 950 years. A whole surah is dedicated to his tabligh, his da'wah. Right? Nuh alayhi salam, he went to the people at night and at day. He went privately, he went publicly. He tried announcing it publicly, he tried announcing it privately. He went to each person individually, he went to the public. He tried his best to convert the people. And Obviously, the more he tried, the more they turned away. Only a handful of people believed in Nuh alayhi salam. He stayed for a very long time, only a handful of people. This shows us that it's not results that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at, it's effort that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at. As long as you put in the effort, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy. He does not look at the results. The results are not up to you, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you the results. Up to you is the effort, right? And Nuh alayhi salam put in all of his effort. He tried to bring the people to Islam. Right, ilahukum ilahun wahid. Your Lord is one Lord. Come to this religion. It's going to save you. This is the religion that will save you. There's a punishment that I came to warn you about. Inni ana lakum nadhirun mubin. That I come to you as a clear warner. That's all I am to you. And if I came for myself, then that is my fault. I understand, but I did not come for myself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent me. And you know what? I'm sorry, there's a couple of ayahs I wanted to discuss. One of them was وَلَا أَقُولَكُمْ عِنْدِي خَزَائِنُ اللَّهِ. That Nuh alayhi salam is saying that I don't have the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبِ. And I don't know the unseen. وَلَا أَقُولُ إِنِّي مَلَكٍ. And I don't say that I'm an angel. I'm just a human, I'm like you, we're both the same. وَلَا أَقُولُ لِلَّذِينَ تَزْرِي أَعْيُنُكُمْ لَنْ يُؤْتِيهِمُ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah knows what's best in my heart. Right? And I only came to warn you. But obviously they turned away. Right? They rejected him. And this gives us the notion of Islamophobia. You see, the Islamophobia is a very, very, very old concept when it comes to Islam. It's not something that began just recently. See, back even in the time of Nuh alayhi salam, there was Islamophobia. They completely rejected Islam. You know what? Not even rejected, they mocked. They actually reviled. To the point where they actually hurt the prophets. They actually hurt the prophets. Alayhi wasalam. So Nuh alayhi salam, he was instructed after that you know what, none of them are going to believe. إِلَّا مَنْ قَدْ آمَنَ. Only those who have already believed are the ones who are believers. No one is going to believe after that. So now it's time for you to build an ark, a fulk. It's time for you to build an ark. So you know, Nuh alayhi salam began building his ark. Obviously everyone still mocked him. He said, قَالَ إِنَّا مِنْكُمْ قَالَ إِن تَسْخَرُوا مِنَّا فَإِنَّا نَسْخَرُ مِنْكُمْ كَمَا تَسْخَرُونَ. That if you mock me now, then watch, a time will come when I will mock you. That it will, the tables will turn. I will be the one on the other side. And surely enough, وَفَارَ التَّنُّورِ. After the oven started overflowing with water, the indication came that it's time to board. Get all, you know, a pair of each type of animal, and all the believers, going onto the fulk and embark. Stay on the fork, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the flood. Even the son of Nuh alayhi salam wasn't saved, because he said that, قَالَ سَآوِي إِلَىٰ جَبَلٍ يَعْصِمُنِي مِنَ الْمَاءِ. That I will take refuge on a mountain, and I'll be protected from the punishment of Allah. Nuh alayhi salam said, قَالَ لَا عَصِمَ الْيَوْمِ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِيمٌ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nuh alayhi salam said that there is no protection on this day. Where are you going? There's no place you can run to. But he didn't listen, and then he was wiped away. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that do not worry, because those who mock you, in the end, they will face a torment that they will not see coming. This is a soul of solace for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he's being reviled himself. You know, the mushrikeen of Makkah, the Quraysh, the disbelievers, they're going against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he's trying his best, but they're not listening to him. The same thing with Nuh alaihi salam. We go to the story of Hud alaihi salam right after. Hud alaihi salam also tries his best. You know, these people, they were mountain builders. They tried their best, but then the thing was that they did not believe in Hud alayhi salam also. The punishment came. Hud alayhi salam's nation was completely wiped out. And it's amazing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَتِلْكَ عَاد. That was the nation of Ad. Like, as if it's right in front of us. Like, look, this is the nation of Ad. This is what happened to them. Those were the people who disbelieved in the Prophet of Allah. And look at what happened. جَحَدُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ وَعَصَوْ رُسُلَهُ وَاتَّبَعُوا أَمْرَ كُلِّ جَبَّارٍ عَنِيمٍ. They disbelieved him. They followed their own desires. And they believed and they followed those who were tyrants upon this earth. And what happened to them? فَلَمَّا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا نَجَّيْنَا هُودْ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ بِرَحْمَةٍ مِنَّا وَنَجَّيْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ غَلِيظٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Hud alayhi salam, and he wiped out that nation that didn't believe in him. We go to the story of Salih alayhi salam. Salih alayhi salam, هو أنشأكم من الأرض. He was raised amongst them. He was one of them. He was one of them. وَإِلَىٰ ثَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا. Their brother literally was raised with them. Salih alayhi salam was given the message of Islam. Message of La ilaha illallah. Again, he even had a sign. ناقة الله. قال هذه ناقة الله آية لكم فذروها تأكل في أرض الله. Let it roam upon the earth. Let it eat from the earth. You will have your day and let the camel have its day. فعقروها. But they killed it. They killed the naqa, the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's it. It's time. That they did all, Salih alayhi salam did everything he could. Now it's time for that nation to go away also. Because they did not believe in the message of Salih alayhi salam. They killed the direct sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. They were wiped out. Now we come to the story of Lut alayhi salam. Lut alayhi salam is discussed in very great detail in this, in Suratul Hud. How they came to, they had very vile actions that they were not supposed to do. Right? Lut alayhi salam said, Alaysa minkum rajulun rashida. Is there anyone from amongst you that, you know, actually has a sound mind? Someone who can actually think? Yeah, أتأتون الخبائث. You come to such evil actions. أتأتون الرجال. Right, we do that, the vile action that you're not supposed to be doing as human beings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created a natural order between amongst men and amongst women. You're not supposed to be doing that. But even when he had the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the فَلَمَّا جَاءَتْ رُسُلُنَا لُوطًا سِيءَ بِهِمْ. You know, the messengers, the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came to Lut alayhi salam in the form of beautiful men. Right? Lut alayhi salam was initially frightened, but then we realized that they were just the guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And saying that no one will harm you as long as Allah is with you. As long as the angels and the help of Allah is with you, no one can ever harm you. And again, this is amazing contentment for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As long as he is on the side of Allah, he does not need anyone else. The famous saying goes that as long as Allah is on your side, you don't need anyone else on your side. That's all you need, as long as you have Allah on your side. And that Lut alayhi salam had Allah on his side. So فَأَسْرِ بِأَهْلِكَ بِقِطْعٍ مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that travel at night, at the, you know, one of the portions of the night, the last portion of the night, travel with your family and those who believe. Because this nation is done. This nation is not going to believe anymore. This nation has reviled you. You're not worth it anymore. Lut alayhi salam went away. And then فَلَمَّا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا جَعَلْنَا عَالِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that it was such a horrible, he actually describes this punishment. In Nuh alayhi salam, he described it. But in Hud and Salih alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not really describe the punishment in Surah Hud. But when it comes to Lut alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that we made their uppermost their lowermost. عَالِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا. This means that literally the nation was picked up and turned upside down and then pushed onto the ground. Right? And one thing that my teacher taught us is that there's a certain qa'ida that comes in Islam, al-jaza'u min jinsi al-amal. That a repercussion or a punishment is based on the type of action that you do. Is based and to the degree of the action you do. So what the qawm of Lut alayhi salam, they did was they completely turned the natural tendencies of human beings around. There's certain tendencies of humans. The males are meant for females. Females are meant for males. But what they did was they turned that whole discourse around. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what he did was that he just flipped their nation around. We see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala matched what they did with what the punishment they had. After Lut alayhi salam, we go to Shu'aib alayhi salam. Shu'aib alayhi salam warned his nation also. He warned them continuously. But again, to no avail, none of them turned. None of them believed in Shu'aib alayhi salam and the message he brought forth. And because of that, Shu'aib alayhi salam's nation was also destroyed. And then we go to Musa alayhi salam. And we all know the famous story of Musa alayhi salam and Fir'aun. In the end, we just read in Surah Yunus, right? When Fir'aun was at the brinks, was at the shore, he said that I will try to catch up to Musa alayhi salam. And then when he knew that he was being drowned, because he was in the middle and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let go of the waves, they all were falling upon his army, destroying his army, one by one. That's when he said, آمَنَتْ بِهِ بَنُوا إِسْرَائِيلُ وَأَنَا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-an, that you believe now, after all that you have done, after all that you have done to my messenger, my slave, my servants, now you believe? وَقَدْ عَصَيْتَ قَبْلُ وَكُنْتَ مِنَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. It's of no avail now, because after the ghayb is seen, after that which you and I cannot see today, after that becomes seen, then our time is up. And Fir'aun's time was up. And for that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took his body out and he made it a sign for everyone. فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدْنِكَ لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً. That we saved your body so that it may be a sign for those people who come later. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on in this story. this surah, and he keeps giving solace to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saying that, you know what, today is their day, but tomorrow is going to be your day. Today may be their day. You know what's happening nowadays is, you know, there's obviously the political turmoil that is up in the air, that's going on, right? We have many different candidates that are coming into office, and we have many, you know, different agendas that are going around. But we need to know that, you know, الدُّنْيَا سِجْنُ الْمُؤْمِنُ وَجَنَّةُ الْكَافِرُ, that, you know what, this life is supposed to be tough. This life is going to be the kafir's day. But tomorrow, on the day of judgment, is going to be our day. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal that which we are supposed to deserve. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says towards the end of Surah Al-Hud, قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ نَعْمَلُوا عَلَى مَكَانِتِكُمْ إِنَّا عَامِلُونَ. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, say to those who disbelieve that, you know what, keep doing what you're doing, and we will keep doing what we're doing. فَانْتَظِرُوا إِنَّا مُنْتَظِرُونَ, that you wait and we will wait. Because we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to aid us. إِنَّا نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became so afraid of this surah. One, because, you know, he saw the end outcome of those people. And Allah, you know, it's mentioned in Surah Al-Anbiya, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, that you are sent nothing as just except as a mercy for mankind. Not even mankind, but for all the worlds. لِلْعَالَمِينَ, not just لِلنَّاسِ. Prophet ﷺ became obviously, you know, frightened, because he does not want such an outcome for any of his people. فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ. Surah Shu'ara, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you literally are destroying yourself. O Prophet of Allah, O Nabi of Allah, O Habib, you're literally destroying yourself because these people are not believing. Prophet ﷺ literally put himself on the line for us and for them and for everyone, because he wanted them to believe and he wanted us to believe. So one thing we can take away is that just how these stories give solace and contentment to the heart of the Prophet ﷺ, similarly they should give solace and content to our hearts also. That, you know what, these agendas and these political turmoil and this atmosphere is going to go around. It's going to be here, and it's nothing new for us. As Muslims, we believe that not even from the time of the Prophet, but from the times of Nuh alayhi salam, from back then Islamophobia was real. And it will continuously happen. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says himself that wait, ala inna nasrullahi qareeb, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not waste us, that his help is going to come soon, and it will help us. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to learn whatever we can from this surah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow whatever Quran that is being read to touch our hearts and, you know, to change our lives. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this Ramadan the turning point in our lives. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gather us in a gathering better than this in the hereafter. أَقُلُ قُلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَاءِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ.